views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819.
But before we get to those callers, as today is my dad's birthday, I'd like to start the show with a poem that my dad, and his name is Leonard Milgram, he wrote this before he passed away a year ago. You know, it was so inspirational that it became the subject of my recent April 2017 Angel Healing House newsletter, which I entitled Invest in Your Dreams, Invest in Your Life. And the poem goes like this. Don't let your heart fall apart at the seams. Don't let the world ever dampen your dreams. Don't ever believe that evil succeeds. Don't ever succumb to nefarious deeds. Don't let the media plunder your hopes or conventional wisdom tie your ideals in ropes. Don't sell your conscience for a breath or a bone. Don't ever think that you're truly alone. Bolster your spirit and follow your star, and God will be with you wherever you are. You know, if you'd like to receive the Angel Healing House newsletters written by me and the Posse of Angels, please send me your request with your email address to Candy, that's C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com, and you will be put on the subscription list to receive these beautiful inspirational channelings. Well, welcome everyone to the new month of April on Angel Healing House Radio. And with it being tax time, how could any of us forget on April the 15th? The Posse of Angels and I decided to make abundance the theme for this month's topic. And today's topic is entitled, Abundance is Your Nature, Not Money. You know, throughout my 14 years as an angel practitioner and intuitive counselor, I've had the great honor of bringing forth messages from my angelic family. And without a doubt, the number one question that most of my clients want insights on is how can they get more money and when will they be wealthy? You know, the Posse of Angels, they're chiming in and they're wanting everyone to realize that those angels who have never experienced the physical life They truly know nothing about two often asked questions, and they'll be the first to admit it. One of those things they know nothing about is time, and the other is money. Now, these are those angels that have never had a physical life. So let's talk about the concept of time first. The concept of so-called human time does not exist across the veil in heaven, as there's only the present moment or zero point. Now, I have spoken about zero point on some of my other radio programs, and it can be best described as always functioning in a whole, complete state of bliss and oneness connected to God. And quite frankly, with this overwhelming feeling of divinity surrounding one, who could possibly want to step away from zero point and experience anything less than sheer bliss? And now the Posse of Angels is also saying that the last point that they want to make about time is that the timing of things is not their area of expertise. That is the providence of God, and hence we all can experience His divine timing for things to happen. So thank you, Posse of Angels, for sharing your insights on that subject of time. Now they want to talk about money. Now those angels who have not had an earthly existence, well, they are really in the dark about money. They do not understand the concept of money as an exchange for things. They do not get this concept of money, as they know abundance is already our nature. Everyone has been given an abundant nature. Money actually confuses them, as they know that everything, and they do mean everything, comes from God, not from money. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that even though it's part of our divine eternal nature to always be provided for in God's ways, many of us put much of our time, our focus, our attention on controlling, on worrying, and stressing about money. It seems that for many people, the levels in their bank account, especially when they start to get lower, make them feel diminished and less than, and they allow a mere number to determine their identity of who they are, and to determine whether they have limitless possibilities to be abundant. You know, we have a pure potential, limitless potential within us to create at any given moment. In fact, a few years ago, I was asked to be a speaker at a money seminar, and it had a very cute title. The name of the seminar was Crazy Sexy Money Seminar. And I started off my presentation with this following exercise. And for those of you listening live, or those of you who will be listening for the archive show, you can do the exercise along with these other participants. I told the participants in the audience that I would like for everyone in the room to close their eyes and to think back to their childhood. Okay? So I asked them to see themselves as a little girl or little boy and sense, where are you living? Who was around you? How are you feeling? And then I asked them to feel how excited they were about their achievements or their creativity. Tap into those feelings of what they love doing. I then ask them to put their focus and attention on their heart. So you can go ahead and put your focus and attention on your heart and feel what it feels like to do what you love to do. I then ask them to open their eyes and write down on a piece of paper the answer to the following question. And if you want, you can say it in a child's voice. When I grow up, I want to be, and fill in the blanks. So I waited a while until there was a lot of scribbling going on. After everyone had written down their answers, I then canvassed this huge room full of people and asked them to give me their answers. Well, we went around the whole audience, and we had quite a diverse group in front of us, and probably have quite a diverse group of people who are listening to this. We had everything from people writing down astronauts, firemen, policemen. When I grow up, I want to be a nurse, a doctor, a sailor, an actor, a singer, a dancer, a painter, writer, scientist, chefs, dog trainers, clowns, teachers, and the list went on and on. After everyone had had a chance to answer what they wanted to be when they grew up, I then pointed out to the audience that in this whole room, there was not one person who said, "When I grow up, I want to be rich." The reason for this was because, as a child, we knew that we were already divinely and inherently rich and wealthy and abundant because that was and is and always will be our God-given nature of being pure potential to create. And as a child, we knew who we were. In fact, when I was a child, I used to get lost for hours and hours as I excitedly wrote and created the most wildly imaginative stories and tales. I loved telling and reading my stories to people. And then as I got older, instead of pursuing what I loved to do, I allowed myself to believe others that my stories and my gifts for writing, they were a mere pastime, maybe a hobby, and that it certainly was not something that I should seriously pursue. I stopped doing what I knew I loved, and I listened to others' advice, how I should do something sensible, like becoming a nurse, a secretary, or a teacher. Well, you know, I listened to others, and I was a great teacher, but I also was a greatly depressed teacher, as I was living a life of everyone else's choosing. This is because I silenced the abundance and wealth of excitement within me by writing. You know, it's only been in the past 14 years since my angelic walk-in on January 11th of 2003 that I reconnected with my joy of writing because I reconnected with who I divinely am. And there has been no stopping me. Reconnecting to the abundance within, I've written books and screenplays and articles for magazines and newsletters and blogs and 5+ years of my weekly Angel Healing House radio shows. And the joy I receive from my writing, it truly knows no bounds. I live heaven on earth as I embraced and regained my childhood abundance, my enthusiasm, and my passion for life. And amidst all of this joy, not once in the past 14 years that I have been writing have I done it for money, although money has come as a result of writing. I have written and I've done it because it makes me feel abundant inside. And because the laws of cause and effect are always in motion in our lives, my life has been so incredibly abundant with the wealth and the riches of love, the riches of health, and the overwhelming prosperity that I've attracted to myself in all other areas of life. You know, the universe reads abundance inside of us and doesn't simply send us money, although money is one of the things that would be brought to us. We can have an abundance of health, an abundance of connections, an abundance of opportunities. And from that, all kinds of abundance flows. How much money we have has nothing to do with the wealth of who we are. And once again, our extraordinary limitless capacity to be a magnet to amass more in our lives. You know, I had a client several years ago who was a social media marketer. And during our intuitive counseling session together, that same question came up as she asked, how can I get more money in my life so that I can move forward? I asked her in what areas she had felt like she was being held back. And she said that she did not have the money to spend for someone to design a website for her business. I said that instead of dwelling on lack, which only brings us back more lack, and saying, well, I can't move forward if I don't have a specific thing, it would help her greatly to affirm and to be grateful for the blessings that she's already been given. Now, in this way, it would change the energies to being positive and draw more positive possibilities into her life. In other words, by being grateful and thankful for what we do have, we will always be given more. You know, I suggested that she start by thanking God for sending her someone who could perhaps barter for her wonderful services in exchange for a simple website. In this way, the web designer would benefit from my client's social media services, and it could very easily open the doors of limitless possibilities for a win-win situation to manifest. In fact, I recently suggested this very approach to a client of mine who makes beautiful jewelry, and she drew to herself a website designer who created a simple, basic website in exchange for a stunning necklace that the jewelry designer created for her mother's 60th birthday present, and they just exchanged their services. Now, the Posse of Angels is jumping in here, and they're saying that even asking for someone to barter services with excludes all the other limitless, miraculous possibilities that God and the angels can rain down upon us. What if we entered a competition and we won a free website? The Posse of Angels is suggesting that all we need to do is ask and it is given. Just say, thank you for my wonderful website that shows up with ease and grace under the most divine circumstances, and is for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned. In letting go of the how and the when of this happening, we have more time to devote to put all our joy and effort into being creative so that when this fabulous website arrives, we will actually have wonderful content to put on it. You know, listeners, it is unfortunate that this concept of being prosperous and wealthy is so foreign to many people because they have been programmed to get their sense of self-worth, value, and even their identity from one thing and one thing only, and that is how much money they possess. The Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that every single soul that has ever incarnated on the earth plane into their human physical form has been given and blessed with everything that they need to be wealthy, prosperous, and abundant. It's by seeking to embrace and share our God-given talents, our gifts, and our abilities that will determine how much abundance and richness we will experience in our lives. And many times the richness that we feel inside has nothing to do with money. I've had so many clients over my last 14 years through my business, Angel Healing House, which, by the way, can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I've had so many clients when we speak about their dreams and their wishes and their goals, and the things that they love doing. And I say, well, why aren't you making any movement in that? Why aren't you setting some time during the week to paint or create or compose or write? You know, so many people have seen that when I've written books, they said, oh, I have an idea for a book, but they've never even penned one word of it. And they said, oh, well, I don't want to be a starving writer. I don't want to be a starving artist. How am I going to make any money out of that? And immediately, even before one word is written or one note of a song is composed, they shut the door on their abundance by putting the money before their passion and their creativity. You know, early in my career as a healing practitioner, I drew to myself a very overweight businessman who was under several doctors' care as he was experiencing high blood pressure, tightness in his breathing, and he had irritable bowel and skin rashes. Along with his expensive suit and his gold jewelry, he drove up to the house for his appointment in a shiny gold Rolls Royce. He said his doctor had suggested he come for Reiki sessions to help him relax. Now, to start off the session, I told him that we were going to look at his life from a higher perspective and asked him to tell me the story of his life. He told me about how he came from a poor family and that he swore that he would be rich one day. He loved school and applied himself so diligently that he received a scholarship to college and did a business degree. It was a chance meeting with a guest lecturer that saw the fire and determination in him, and this businessman decided to take him in to work in the business. Well, he told me that he did not want to let his mentor down, and he worked round the clock. Anyway, this businessman, by the time he was 25, he had made his first million. And then through shrewd business investments, he told me that he built this empire of real estate. By the time he was 40, he owned an oceanfront home. He traveled the world. He only had the finest of the fine. For almost an hour and a half, he told me about his net worth. He dropped names of wealthy business connections. After he finished, I said, looking over what you've just told me for the past hour plus, you didn't say anything about any hobbies or pastimes, any relationships, and any friendships. Suddenly there was a look on and a shock on the businessman's face, and he said, "Oh my gosh, I've been married for 30 years, and in the whole time I've been speaking to you, I didn't mention my wife nor my four beautiful children. I cannot believe that I didn't mention them at all." You know, in his defense, he said, "But you didn't ask me about them." And I calmly said, "I just said, tell me the story of your life that you choose to tell me and what you've chosen to focus on." I went on to say that we make time for the things that are a priority. And because all he was focused on was just making money, he had completely shut out his family, and he was going through a very bitter divorce. His wife was divorcing him, and he was estranged from his beautiful children. And so it became very clear to him during the session that was his focus in life. And it was not on anything else. You know, and listeners, our true richness for life is what we have inside of ourselves, the abundance of our talents, our gifts and blessings from God. And when that abundance is acknowledged and recognized that we are worthy and deserving of doing what we love doing, regardless of the money, then we will be able to experience a truly wealthy life. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its home of Transformation Talk Radio, which can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll take a quick break now, and when we come back, we will take some of those phone calls from callers for that free angel advice, those channeled messages. If you would like to call in for a free reading, that number is 1-800-930-2819. We'll be back in a minute.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
You are back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, and it's home of Transformation Talk Radio. And remember that Angel Healing House Radio can be heard weekly, every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are about to go to the phone lines. If you want to call in for a free angel reading, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. And just a reminder, if you're not able to call in to the show for those free angel readings, you can always call into Angel Healing House for your individualized readings. And that number to call Angel Healing House after the show is 831-277-3716. And please do go to the Angel Healing House website. You can see my beautiful channeled books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And you can learn about all my services that I do and with the Posse of Angels at Angel Healing House. So let's go to a couple of phone calls on the line. Our first caller is Stephanie. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm okay, except I'm sick today. I woke up with a fever.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I had to miss out on my acupuncture, which is kind of a bummer. And I was going to get blood work done also there because I've had my period for the last 3 weeks, and the last week it was super heavy. I was thinking about what you said when you were talking about, you know, also abundance is health and all that. And I also when I met you last spring, I know you said you saw something, I don't know if it got any better, but with my liver. So I was wondering if the Angel Posse had anything to say about my health or what's going on or how, you know, what I could do to help it. I've been having trouble finding a GYN so far.
The first thing that's coming out, Stephanie, is that they want to remind everyone, and many people are feeling a lot of symptoms now, some head colds. A lot of people with the spring weather were saying, oh, it's just hay fever, but it actually goes much deeper than that. We are experiencing energetic upgrades as we are rapidly shifting to increasing our DNA strands to become those crystalline angels on the earth plane. And our consciousness has shifted to such an extraordinary level, and now our bodies have to catch up. So many people are feeling extremely tired. They may be experiencing headaches. They may be experiencing throat issues as we are opening up our divine communication channels. This is not to say that, you know, if you're not feeling well, that you shouldn't go to a doctor and get yourself checked out. But it's one of the things that the Posse of Angels want to make sure that everybody realizes, that along with our shift in consciousness, that our physical bodies have to catch up. And they're dense and they're weighted down by the physicality and in duality. So it takes longer for our physical bodies to catch up to where our consciousness is now. And so what they want us to be right now is, yes, if you know you're experiencing any symptoms and you feel like you should seek medical advice, that's first and foremost. But they want us also to be very kind to ourselves. They really want us to nurture ourselves, to get out in nature, you know, to have to take those long Epsom salt baths, you know, to open our pores and to give us a good detox and a cleanse. And they want us to know that that's what the conscious collective is going through at the moment as we shift to a higher crystalline body. And that's really important. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. When I'm shuffling the cards and I'm scanning into you, they're saying that your health is very good. They love the acupuncture that you're getting. It keeps increasing, you know, the chi inside of you. And for a long time, you know, you were laid up and not well. And there's a lot to catch up on there health wise. So they love that you're doing a lot of self-care and taking care of yourself. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. One, two, three. First card that's coming out is the Knight of Swords. Okay, now in regard to your health, this is the taking action card. And they want you to know that... you know, along with the acupuncture, be open to other forms of self-care, of health coming in. What are the things you're doing, Stephanie, for your health?
Well, I just took a long Epsom salt bath.
Okay.
And I've been having, you know, the warm lemon water every day. And my boyfriend took the day off, and I just asked him if he would go to the health food store and get some organic fruits and veggies to make some juices. And
okay.
I've been taking probiotics. I've been, you know, doing Reiki and more distant Reiki with people, meditating, eating, you know, organically, taking out, you know, sugar for the most part. I don't think I've had
Yeah.
So stuff like that. I might be missing something, but...
Okay. Have you taken garlic?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Then your boyfriend has to eat the garlic as well because you'll be smelling of garlic. But garlic is one of the most extraordinary antibacterials and things that you can take. And it clears out your stomach, and it's wonderful for breaking up mucus. And my husband has it with honey. I usually have it with like crackers. You have to have something on your stomach to buffer it. So, mince like raw garlic, and then have that on crackers, and then it clears up your sinuses, and it helps the stomach as well. So anyway, that first card is about taking more action to your health. The next card is the Fool. The Fool card is about being more more accepting. Don't rail against the sickness. See, and the illness. See it as a great cleaning, and it's a wonderful time now for detoxing as we're going into this springtime. and to regenerate ourselves. We see nature regenerating all over the place, and so we need to regenerate as well. And the next card for you, oh, isn't that nice? It is the Star card, and that really is a card of making yourself the star, about being soft and gentle with yourself, and knowing that everything is in divine order, everything is taken care of. So I love this reading, they're really applauding you for being kind and gentle to yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you. On to the next caller.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephanie. Have a beautiful day and get better soon.
Okay. Thank you so much. You too.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye. Thanks. And really, that's a message for all of us, because in this time of springtime, it is a great time to detox. And re-energize and recharge and get out in nature and enjoy the beautiful new foliage that's springing up all over the place and feel yourself being energized. And it's true. Our bodies, they're just physical vehicles and they need a lot more time to reach the same level of lightness and brightness that our consciousness has reached. So let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Amy from Texas. Amy, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. It's good to talk to you.
Lovely to speak to you.
I've had quite a few losses of major one recently, and I've been a caregiver and for many years, and now that's kind of all gone to the side, and I just life feels kind of empty. I feel kind of lost and blocked in many ways. I feel like I'm physically alive, but everything else is just, I feel dead.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Amy. First of all, the Posse of Angels want you to know that you're not alone. That's number one. Many people are feeling the same way. And you are so in tuned. You are so telepathic and you're very intuitive. And what you're not giving yourself credit for is those of us that of a high consciousness, you know, high awareness, we don't give ourselves credit for transmuting and transforming the energies on the earth plane. And with so much that's been going on with Trump's presidency and things in the world, and, there's a lot of despair. There's a lot of people that, don't like the way things are going. We are working day and night with our energies to transmute those disparate energies of disharmony and loss of hope into light. And so that's what you're doing. You're no longer a caregiver?
Not right now. Everybody's deceased.
Okay. And do you have employment now as a caregiver?
No.
Okay.
No, it was all personal. The caregiving was all personal.
Oh, I see. It was in the family. Well, so many of our family are choosing to cross over. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult. You know, we know that they live on in spirit. We know that we can speak with them at any time, but we greatly miss their physicality. I just came back a week ago from the unveiling of my dad's headstone at his grave as he passed a year ago. What you need to do, Amy, is you need to be very kind with yourself. Very, very kind. Very, very gentle. Very, very soft. The loss that we feel, a lot of times people say, oh, well, you know, it'll pass and get on with your life. But I explained to a client that it's like the waves of the ocean. Sometimes the waves are very deep. Sometimes the waves are very rough, and they're large waves. And sometimes, you know, when we've had a loss in that's very dear to us, we feel like we're bombarded by the waves. And then at other times, the waves are a little bit more gentle, and we can think about the person, and it doesn't sweep over us as much. The waves, just like the ocean, the waves of the ocean, the waves never stop. But sometimes the waves are very affect us very deeply, and sometimes they're very small waves. But they really do want you. They really, really want you to be kind to yourself. Are there any activities that you've been doing during the week to help you feel better?
I haven't felt like doing much.
Okay. All right. One thing that they're suggesting for you to do is to go out in nature. Go out in nature, and you set the intention before you go out that you're opening yourself up to receive the beautiful energies of nature. You know, the energies of the trees, the energies of the flowers, the energies of the animals, the insects. And you say, the only intention I have in going out is to connect with Mother Nature and for my eyes to be open to see the magic that is connected to Mother Nature. And so I don't know what's your weather like in Texas now?
It's more summer like than spring, but it's pleasant.
Okay, so you know, you can if it's a little bit cooler, you can rug up. If it's a little bit warmer, you know, get yourself out there and allow yourself to be gently treated by Mother Nature, okay? So that's number one. Number two is, do you listen to music?
Sometimes.
Okay. They want you to listen to classical music. Now, this is not a question of whether you like this or not. Classical music, they're saying, raises our vibrational frequency inside. It increases our life force energy. And so there are so many things, Amy, that you can do now to increase your life force energy and to make you feel better. So listening to classical music, and you can listen on your computer, on your phone. There's so many stations now, you know, that you can, you know, download an app and listen live on our technology, or the good old radio, you know, those classical radio stations. So between going out in nature and listening to classical music, also to take Epsom salt baths. Epsom salt is wonderful for detoxing the body. And even though we may physically feel well, when we're not emotionally well, there are energetic, it increases energetic toxins in the system. And so to have that lovely soak and to have that time that some people put on music when they're in the bath, and some people, you know, put incense in the room or scented candles. You know, you can make it a whole experience. But the whole thing with this is for you to raise your vibrational frequency, is to help you feel better, you know. And it doesn't have to be that you have to spend money for a massage, although if that's in your budget, that would be another good thing to do, to get a massage, get a facial, anything that makes you feel like you're more, and it's not even pampered. It's that you're giving to yourself. And then when you do that, we open up to receive in all kinds of ways. The last thing that the Posse of Angels are adding to your list is do something that nourishes and nurtures your soul. Like, I don't know if you like to write, if you like to draw, perhaps if you like to play a musical instrument, if you like to garden. They're saying make time for these activities, because then you're nurturing your soul and you're giving to yourself. Do you make time for any of those things?
Just haven't been able to find any interest.
Okay, all right. Well, they want you to know that once you go out in nature, once you lift your vibrational frequency by, you know, sitting and listening to classical music, giving to yourself. Another way to give to ourselves and increase our life force energy is by doing a detox. Doing a detox, because a lot of times when we feel an empty loss, we don't put as much care and attention on our diet and on our things that we eat. So organic fruits and vegetables, organic juices, fresh, clean water with lemon and to, you know, hydrate our systems, you know, get away from other drinks, which might be filled with sugars or sodas or things like that. So once we do all these things, then it opens us to want to be creative, because we'll have more, we'll actually feel more motivated and we'll have more energy. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Amy, who's just feeling a little lost. And the Posse of Angels also want you to know, Amy, that everyone goes through this. Everyone feels lost at times. You know, you could be barreling along and life could be great, and then we get knocked. We get knocked off of our feelings, of everything going well. And it's not to try to distract yourself from this, but it's sitting and knowing that this is a time for you to really be kind to yourself, and all things do pass. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Amy. The first one is the Wheel of Fortune. You lucky lady, you. The Wheel of Fortune is a sign that things are turning in your favor. And it's a sign that, you know, they're singing me the song, to everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn. So they're saying that there are seasons for things, and that you've experienced this loss, but then the wheel is turning for then you to experience something else, and something will be brought into your life, not to replace that person who has passed, but the wheel is turning, and then you will experience a new beginning because of this. The next card coming out for you is the Justice card. This is the Truth card. And they're saying for you just to stand in your truth and to be authentic with yourself, and also not to be so hard on yourself. Was there a reading of the will? Was there inheritance or something from this loss that
nothing
you experienced?
Nothing like that's been done at this point.
What's
nothing
that?
Nothing like that's been done. There's not really much to be had or anything.
Okay, all right. Well, they're saying that all you can do is be as truthful with yourself as you possibly can be, and to acknowledge your feelings. And the next card that's coming out for you is the New Beginnings card. The Death card is always a card of endings, and new beginnings. So you really do have two cards here about new beginnings, Amy. So the positive angels are putting their wings around you and sending you so much love. They want you to look out for their angel signs. Look out for the feathers that they're going to be sending you, for the sweet whispers that they will be giving you to bolster your spirit, and know that you're never alone and that they're always with you. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Take care. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to your listeners for tuning into the program. And thank you to those who are listening to this archive show. Now, remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive those inspirational, motivational, channeled messages through my newsletters, you can send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And please do go to the Angel Healing House website to view my books, beautiful channeled books. And there's my guided angel meditation CD on there. And if you would like to either call in on Skype or come in person in the Los Angeles area to my office, to Angel Healing House, for an individualized intuitive counseling session and also angel reading, please do call 831-277-3716. All the information is on angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth, and please go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and, as always, angel blessings. And I do look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.